This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Are you ready for a primetime win, Keith?
Yes, I am, Jones. Yes, I am. And boy, did we get one. Holy mackerel. What a game. What a game. What a thrill.
The last time the Patriots had a win where you came in and you were like, wow, I may really have to change my outlook on this team. I feel differently about this team. Probably the win game in Buffalo with Mac in 2021, right?
Yeah, and yes, but that was a classic yes, but because like how many games are you going to win with 100-mile-an-hour wind working to your favor? And how many games could you win when your quarterback throws the ball three times? And this isn't, you know, the 1920s college football. Like, how many games can you do that? You were happy about it because you knew it was a good team, and it put the Patriots in a spot where, what they get, like 9-4? Whatever the record was, it was really good, but there's still way more reasons to doubt that team than this team. You know, that was a straight up, there wasn't a tornado watch or a tsunami or anything. There wasn't like a weather game. That was legitimately like go on the road. Probably the best team in football. They mentioned only 1,000 times on the broadcast. The last unbeaten team in the NFL. The last unbeaten team in the NFL. So, I mean, that's as tough a place as you're going to play. And this early in the season is probably the number one test you could have. I'll be honest. I was just hoping it'd be close.
Same.
I was like, hey, close game. I'll take that as like a win. And we'll move on to next week and the easy schedule. And we'll go from there.
Look, I don't like to do a lot of these, you know.
Moral victories.
Moral victories where you're patting them on the butt for going out and hanging with a quality team. But I was ready to do that this week. If they hung within a score of Buffalo, I was ready to come in and say, all right, they proved themselves. Uh-huh. Not only did they prove themselves, you wonder what the ceiling is now for this team.
Hmm.
And you wonder what the ceiling is for the quarterback.
Oh,
we're back!
He was awesome last night.
Yeah,
he was
fantastic. He looked really, really good. More darts than scampers. You know me, I usually have the darts and scampers scale. Didn't need to scamper too much.
No.
Now, also, like, scampers to me isn't just tucking the ball and running with it, but it's also getting outside the pocket and throwing. So in that regard, he did that quite a bit. He was on the move. He was kind of ad-libbing a little bit here and there. But even the first play of the game, that was a little bit of a scamper to the side. That was a drawn play call immediately to Steph Diggs, which I love that. I love that the first play in Buffalo is to get Steph Diggs involved, who was hyper-involved in the entire game.
And just side note, and he was incredible.
Yeah.
Right from the first play, you just said it, and we were talking about this before the show, and we had similar takeaways.
Oh, he looked so quick.
The very first catch, you knew he had it.
Oh, he made a guy miss and then sprinted up the field. And you're like, oh, boy.
Like, hopped backwards, made a guy miss, and you're like, where's that been?
It's like, this guy is ready.
The second Diggs had his first catch, you knew he had it.
Yep.
And again, we'll get into his night and what he brought to the team.
I was gonna say, his first of 10 catches.
What he's bringing to the team. No, but May was everything.
Yeah,
everything
May was
we'd
awesome.
Asked for out of May.
Yep.
He went toe to toe with Josh Allen. And he outdueled him.
Yeah,
it's a good defense on the other side. It's a hostile environment. It's a prime time game, and it's a game winning drive.
I was gonna say,
where
and a fourth quarter game winning drive.
He made two incredible plays on that final drive. The one where he is stiff arming a defender off, down to the ground.
That was crazy.
Hucks it to Diggs, and they get a first down. I couldn't even believe he got the ball away. Never mind, got a first down out of it.
That was wild. And as annoying as the refs were last night, thank God they didn't stay in the grasp on that. You know, because you just never know the way they treat quarterbacks.
Well, you know, Hockley wanted to.
Hockley wanted to get there and then explain to everybody what that means and why he called it there.
How much of the rule book he actually knows.
When they, now, admittedly, it's when they slow it down on the replay, but when they're grabbing onto him, you're like, oh, man, like, you know, sometimes they do whistle that down, but Drake May, like Josh Allen, like Herbert, like some of these bigger quarterbacks, like they can keep the play alive, and he did. And you're right, not only does he get rid of the ball, but it's a completion, and then they pick up a bunch of yards.
And then he had the a beautiful, beautiful throw to Booty up the right sideline.
Yeah, good catch, too.
19 yards, put him on the cusp of field goal range. They had a few more plays that got Borgalis closer. That kick, I thought, had no chance.
Oh, my God, this guy.
Right down the middle of the uprights, drilled the kick. Drilled the kick.
And then also, Mike Tirico acting like Adam Vinatieri was on the team like 4 years ago. I'm like, Vinatieri hasn't been on the team in forever.
Yeah.
He's like, of course, Adam Vinatieri used to make these kicks. You're like, yeah, I guess.
It's like, been 20 years.
A long time
it's
ago.
Been 20 years since he's been on the
team.
Dude
played for the Colts longer than he played for the Pats. But he brought him up like four times. You're like, all right, great. But yeah, that thing legitimately would have been good from 72, let alone 52. And it was right down the middle. You never had to do the thing where you like kind of like wheel it in and like move around the living room. That was good for him because it was a shaky start to his career. And so I think confidence level across the board was pretty low.
I thought it had. Yeah. I'm like, we're going to overtime. This thing has no chance. And
Well, no.
Classic like, Jones right down the middle.
I didn't know if we were going to go to overtime because as they did also point out that if you miss a long field goal, Josh Allen needs is a couple yards. And then Matt Prater, we know, is good from 65.
Allen needs one 20-yard completion to the sideline, which you know he can do.
So that like game was legitimately on the line.
Maybe not even overtime. Yeah. So you guys can talk about it all day long. It's a Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. May was awesome. Time to raise the expectations for the Pats. Diggs was awesome. Borgalis with the game-winning kick. And Mike Vrabel definitely making an impact. We'll get to all of it all day long. Plus, what happened in Week 5 of the NFL coming your way about an hour, a little less than an hour and a half from now at 11:30. So mark that down. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. May statement game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, we look back at two of the last three games that he has played, and you're like, oh, he was awesome against Carolina, and, you know, he was great against Miami, and you're like, oh, what's his best game, this and the other thing. But I do believe you change it based on the opponent. You change it based on the head-to-head, right? Like, go all the way back to, like, Brady Manning. Like, Brady Manning is when it really kind of stood out. Like, Tom Brady might smoke some other team, right? He might beat up on the Jets. You're like, oh, that's great. Great individual game. But how many times are you an underdog by over a touchdown on the road against the reigning MVP, the team that everybody's probably picking to win the AFC, at least through the first month? Like, if everybody was allowed to change their pick, you'd be like, all right, they're the best team. And you go in there and you play that well, and you know, you don't turn it over, and you come up with like a number of big plays. Yeah, this to me is almost like a and it's on prime time, so it's the only game everybody's watching. So I do think there is a little something to that,
100%.
Where you're like, all right, this is his sort of like welcome to the NFL. Like, I'm here. I'm a really good player. Moment.
I mean. Get up, first take, you know, whatever. First things first. I don't know what all the shows are called. they're all going to
talk at us.
They're all going to be talking about Drake May nationally.
Yeah,
today.
They should.
And there was quite a bit of buzz on him last week. Played you a clip from Cowherd, clip from Eisen. I mean, he was already getting a lot of love last week going into the game.
Because going into the season, you remember, it was pretty low. We did all the exercises looking at all the different rankings and position groups and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, NFL's top 100 and he wasn't ranking very high. And I think locally there was more of a, hey, we like what we saw, and we think there could be a big step forward with some of the additions to the team and everything. I'm like, he himself can take his game to another level. But most people had him outside the top half of the league in starting quarterbacks. And now, I mean, no matter what metric you want to use, he's in the top half. And then it's like, all right, how high do you want to go from there?
Shime today said seven.
Seven. Seven?
Seven. There it is. Thank you. that the way he's playing.
Well, it's interesting because
the way he's playing might be higher than that. If you actually sat down and who would I take over him, it might be a different list. But the way he's playing, he might be higher than that.
I think it also it depends on how you come up with your list, because like Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, like Joe Burrow's out for the year. Lamar Jackson didn't play this week. So it's like, are those guys on your list? Because obviously they bump everybody down. But if you take those guys out, then he would definitely be in the top 10.
May statement game for sure last night. Again, you can talk about it, 617-779-7937. We'll hear from you all day long. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Here's Mike Vrabel on Drake May and Stephon Diggs, that connection after the game.
Well, I just, one, I'm proud of both of them. You know, being able to emotionally come back here for Steph and be into this thing all week. You're a really good leader for us. Stack a couple really good games together. There's a lot of trust. And again, we're going to move the ball around, right? We're going to move the ball. Everybody helped us again tonight. And I think just a really gutty performance from Drake. Really just continue to enjoy watching him grow and lead this football team. And, you know, it was good for us to again, we'd love to have a win by two scores, but being able to come back and execute in a critical situation, take the clock down, you know, and win it on our terms.
Okay, a gutty performance from Drake May.
Yeah.
Which I agree with. He led three different scoring drives in the second half, two for touchdowns, five plays, 74 yards, hit Diggs for two plays on that one for 48 yards, including a 32-yarder. They had another touchdown drive, 11 plays, 90 yards. He hit Diggs four times for 53 yards.
Smart.
On that one.
Throw to Diggs.
Including a 30-yarder, and then the one to go ahead with the game-winning field goal. Seven plays, 37 yards. He hit Diggs for that 12-yarder that we talked about, the throw to Booty as well. Drake May asked after the game about coming through in the clutch on the final drive. Here's what he had to say.
Shoot, I was just trusting the guys around me. You know, trust those guys. You know, I grew up. You know, my dad and my brothers always said, you know, in basketball or baseball, if it's the last play or the last shot, you know, I want the ball in my hands. So I'm not going to lose that mindset. You know, I'm going to keep that mindset my whole career.
Keep the mindset his whole career. Hopefully there's more of these. We've been asking for how long for one of these?
Yeah.
And last night we got it.
Yeah, and it's been a bunch of good games. That was the other thing we said about, you know, the Dolphin game or the Carolina game. Was like, all right, can you stack these games on top where you get to the point where you're like, all right, what was Drake May's best game? And, like, you can argue over, like, three or four different, like, actually, I think it was this one. Whereas, you know, other years, there are plenty of quarterbacks in the NFL that they have a great game. And you're like, oh, Sam Darnold, like, that was a great game. You're like, okay. Are you able to do that week in and week out? Are you able to do that against the best teams? Are you able to do that and, you know, lead a game-winning drive? Because it's funny, in Vrabel's response, he was like, yeah, you know, we wish we could have won by two scores. And I get what he means by that. But I think being tied with 2 minutes to go and leading a game-winning field goal drive long-term is way better. Like, that is great news for him. It's great news for the entire offense to know that they've been in that situation. Not many places are going to be tougher than Sunday Night Football on the road in Buffalo. And to do that, I think you have way more confidence than had you just, you know, won a game where Buffalo is pretty sloppy. You win by two scores and you're like, oh, you happen to win that one. Like, this is far more beneficial.
Look, you look across him to him in the huddle now in a close game and you know he can do it. You didn't know he could do it before. I mean, a lot of teams can front run against the Carolina Panthers like they did a week ago. This, not a lot of guys can do that.
Great.
Not everyone can do that, what he did on that final drive, specifically the play stiff-arming the defender and still getting it to Diggs. Like, to me, not everybody can do that. And now you can start to build some of that confidence in a close game because you can't win them all going away. Drake May last night. This is from Boston Sports Inf on Twitter, also known as JSGIII22661.
Okay. The old Boston sports nymph.
Players in NFL history with four or more consecutive games in a single season with greater than 200 passing yards.
Like that.
73% completion percentage.
Yep.
100 passer rating. Okay.
Four in a row, 100 passer rating.
Four in a row, 200 yards, 73 completion percentage, 100 passer rating. Two quarterbacks are on the list.
Tom Brady.
Huh? Drake May.
Oh my God.
End of list.
Because the last list was funny. He was on a list about like completion percentage, yards, touchdowns, or whatever. And everybody was like, oh my God, it's just him, Brady, Manning, and Warner. And it's like, not really. You had to expand the list. That it was like Ryan Tannehill, Matt Hasselbeck. And it's like, but people didn't do that. They just took the top part.
It was like all the MVPs and five more.
You're like, Yeah. Ryan Tannehill did that a few years ago? Like, well, yeah, he did, but don't worry about that. This list is more impressive. When it's just you and Brady in anything, that's pretty good.
Drake May, by the way, 9 of 16 for 89 yards in the first half, only 6 points. Second half, 13 of 14.
Yeah.
184.
Right.
And those three scoring drives. So, monster game from him. In primetime on national TV, it makes you wonder, Keith, is it time to raise the expectations for the team a little bit? Let me tell you, I know you know this.
Okay, yeah, please.
Their next four games.
Easy, 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 easy.
Duck boats. At New Orleans.
Although they got a nice win.
New Orleans.
Not to spoil what happened, but they got a nice win.
New Orleans has got their first win. They're 1-4.
Yep.
At Tennessee. Just got their first win.
They should not have.
No.
No, Arizona lost that one. But
1-4.
Yep.
Next up, they're home against Cleveland. 1-4.
Yeah, they're not good either.
And the final team on there is Atlanta. They had their bye. I think they're 2-2. They're 2-2.
2-2.
That's the next month.
Yeah.
Time to raise expectations.
Well, I don't know. I think for some, my expectations are already pretty high. So I just feel stronger about them. Like, I was a 10 win, make the playoffs expectation going in. And I think I had them 3-2 after five. I think I might have gotten every game wrong, but I think the record is right. You know, I thought they'd beat the Raiders. I thought they would lose to the Dolphins.
You had Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only game I've had right so far.
But, like, I didn't think they were going to beat the Bills in Buffalo, you know? And so, yeah, it's a division game, and maybe they don't get swept by them or whatever, but certainly not this one you didn't expect. But 3-2 after five, knowing that the schedule really lightens up, and then you really only have two tough games left. Because I don't know what Baltimore is. I'm going to put them to the side. Their defense is trash. C.J. Stroud just shredded them. If they get Lamar Jackson back, it's more challenging, but they got to figure out their defense. It's a horrible defense. So I would say Tampa Bay and a rematch of Buffalo. That's it. Of 12 more games, right? 12 more games? You have two tough ones?
Yeah.
So, like, and you're not going to win every single one. That's how it goes. It's the NFL. There are upsets all the time. But even if you have, you know, even if you drop a couple of the bad games, you're looking at 10-7, no problem.
Nope, that's fair to say. 617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Monday. You can talk about the Pats win all day long. Again, it's 617-779-7937. Drake May, awesome. Steph Diggs, excellent as well. Is it time to raise expectations for this team?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Pressure right at him. He gets rid of it, and it's caught. What a play to Diggs for the first down across the 40-yard line. Drake May, what a play. Wow.
You have to be kidding me. First of all, he's trying to get outside the pocket so he could throw it away. And then he just stood up and he said, my guy is right there, and made one of the great plays of the night.
Unreal performance last night from Stephon Diggs. Well, you could tell that meant a little extra to him last night. Going into Buffalo, going against that team on national TV. And Keith, you said it right from his first touch, first play of the game.
Yeah, he looked fast and quick.
First offensive play of the game. He had it. You knew he had it. And that was an unreal performance.
He was fired up. And it's funny because this offseason, I think we were like tweeting about Steph Diggs or whatever on our show. And a bunch of Bills fans piled onto it like they do at times. And they're like, oh, if you're expecting to get anything out of him. Like, blah, blah, blah. Very quiet today, Bills fans would be. Because that's the worst of all cases. Not only do you lose and you have this long winning streak at home. You know, the Josh Allen kind of owns the Patriots, all this stuff. And then to see Steph Diggs dominate that way. Because the Bills don't even have good receivers. We've talked about that all the time. I wouldn't want those guys on the Patriots.
No, their best receiver, quote-unquote, last night was Kincaid.
Yeah, right. You know, Shakir's fine.
I like Shakir.
Yeah, but, like, fine.
But if this is the last two games, if this is what Diggs is, rounding into form off the knee injury, no question who has the best receiver.
That highlight that we just bounced back with, that Tirico called, the play that they kind of, like, you know, ad-libbed a little bit, Drake May to Steph Diggs.
Well, no, Josh McDaniels drew that. If you, the McDaniels mafia is out there today. McDaniels actually drew that play.
Just had to draw it up. Yep. Like, do a double move, then act like you're lost, and then like do a little curl route, and then zip over to the sideline.
There
is
no clearer bias for the McDaniels mafia than today. People trying to make this game into Josh McDaniels today. That was all. How many plays did May and Diggs improvise last night?
Most.
Seven!
Over. Seven, I'll take the over. Catches, yeah.
But that catch that he had on the sideline, which was an amazing throw, it was an unbelievable catch. They don't have a receiver that can make that play for the last 6 years.
No.
Like Edelman. Maybe Edelman on the sideline. And that's not his, you know, his normal route running. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they just didn't have anybody capable of that, let alone the sort of you know, freelance aspect of it. Even if that was the design play call, I don't think they have anybody that can get to that point in traffic, catch it on the sideline, and make that kind of play. So that was awesome. See, he's already had a handful of those. We're only five games into the year, and I think you can count maybe five different catches where you're like, I don't think they've had anybody that could do that for a long time.
Way better than I expected last night. Yep. 10 catches, 146, 12 targets. And I don't think they targeted him enough.
No.
There was one when they went three and out, the drive before Buffalo tied it up, and then obviously two drives before the Patriots got the winner. I'm like, they went three and out. They didn't throw to Diggs. And I don't know what the coverage was. I don't know how blanketed he was, but I'm like, maybe mix in a target to Diggs there. But on the two touchdown drives, he was unbelievable. A 32-yarder, two catches for 48 yards, and then the four for 53. On the other drive that set up Ramondre's second touchdown.
But what's amazing, too, is the offense had 60 plays yesterday.
Yep.
He played in 30 of them, and he was targeted 12 times.
Wow, he only played 30 snaps.
He played half the snaps. He got targeted roughly half the time he was out there.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that low.
Yeah. Because there were definitely times where you knew they were going to run it, and you'd see, like, Mac Hollins. Like, Mac Hollins was pretty invisible in the game. He played more than Diggs. But it was just, I think they had certain play designs or whatever, and if they were going to run it, Diggs wasn't out there. Now, at some point, that might become pretty obvious to defenses. Like, hey, Diggs isn't out there, and they're probably not throwing it. But, he got based on how many snaps he was out there, because they had a whole graphic last night about how often they threw him the ball in Buffalo, and it was, like, more than any other player on any other team over that time. And you could sort of see where, like, when he's out there, this was the same thing during training camp. Drake May is looking for him, and the results were there.
No, you're right. Booty, 37 snaps. Hollins, 35. Diggs at 30. Pop Douglas right after him at 17.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I mean, I remember the one catch he had, but Pop Douglas playing 17 snaps, he seems high.
Yeah, Kyle Williams got 10 somehow. So that's Diggs making a massive impact.
But Darian Lowe got one.
Yeah, well.
That was a big one, wasn't it?
That was a big one.
He almost cost him the game.
Yeah, that was on that same drive we were talking about before.
Legitimately almost cost him the game.
Three and out. And they were third and short, ready to sneak it. Vidarian Lowe.
They picked it up.
Comes in for one. Well, they did. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Vidarian Lowe, the one snap he comes in on, jumps, puts him back to third and six. They wind up going three and out. It almost cost them.
They did?
But not only was Diggs making a huge impact, he was making a huge impact when it matters. That's your Pepsi Key Takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Let's get to a little Steph Diggs after the game. Here he is talking about Drake May and his growth.
I seen a young quarterback take a step in the right direction. You know, they did a lot of comparisons during the week, and I feel like it was a hell of a comparison to be compared to Josh Allen. But as you come into your own, Drake May has to be Drake May. You know, and I was just so proud of him, you know, coming in here and leading the team. You know, being a young quarterback can be hard sometimes, and, you know, that's why you have a supporting cast. You know, running backs making plays, receivers making plays, and let them know that you got his back. So I was just super proud of him. You know, he has a good approach during the weekend. You know, attach yourself to the process and not the results.
Okay. He's not afraid to do the Josh Allen comp. He looked like Josh. He's Drake May.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not Josh Allen, well, but he's making Josh Allen plays out there.
Right. Like, he's been asked about it a lot. I think he was asked about it pregame, during the week, postgame, like, walk-off interview, everything. And I think overall he sticks to the, like, yeah, I understand you guys making the comparisons, but he is his own guy. Like, he's not trying to be like, hey, you could be like Josh Allen light. He's like, no, he can be Drake May, and Drake May's pretty good. But obviously he's going to be asked about it. Just like last year, you know, we asked Hunter Henry all the time about, like, Justin Herbert. Yeah, versus Drake May.
He didn't like those questions. I'd say Diggs handles these questions better than our guy Hunter handled those ones about Herbert.
Yeah, and like, you know, it's not surprising that he's going to be asked about it a lot. But I did like his answer. Just like sort of like, yeah, he's not going to brush that aside because, yeah, that is a great comparison. And he got to work with them both at a young age. And he sees some of it, but also, like, all right, he can also be his own guy.
I'll tell you what, I had a lot of questions about Diggs as a leader. And could he fit in a locker room? I mean, last night, Keith,
he's the man.
You highlighted this video pregame. I didn't even see this until after the game started. But this is Diggs firing up the troops before the game last night. And I can't believe we're saying it about him. This is a leader.
Lean on your brother. Yep. Play for your brother. We all we got, we all we need. Play hard, play smart. Offense, let's go beat us. Defense, special teams, if it don't got a blue jersey on, take that. Gang on three. 1, 2, 3.
Gang.
Guy's the man.
I mean,
he's the man.
I mean, so he was an honorary captain last night because they were going back into Buffalo.
Good call.
Maybe elevate that.
Maybe just have him all time captain.
I mean, that was you know, goosebumps.
It was great. And he apparently, too, and some of the beat writers who were there were talking about it because we didn't always see it on the TV broadcast. But even one of the final drives, he was like on the field during the break talking to the defense, like firing the defense up. So it isn't just a guy being like, hey, get me the ball and just talking about the quarterback or whatever. No. There was a whole team thing.
Ramondre, who we'll get to.
Oh boy.
Ramondre after the game is like, he was the first guy who came over to me. He's like, keep your head up. We'll be fine.
Pretty good.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know that I told him he'd be fine.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, it ended up working out.
I don't know if he believed it. That's what he said to him.
That was one of my biggest, health was my biggest question with Diggs, but how he would fit in on a team, and would he want to be him first, especially when he kind of has a year-to-year contract. I know it's a three-year deal technically, but
sure,
it's a year-to-year deal. Well, true, and just the way the guaranteed money is his specifically. But no, that he's been very, very impressive, I think, the last couple of weeks, but specifically last night that regard.
I'm not overly shocked about like the honeymoon period. Like, I think is a guy.
You consistently said that, and we're in it now.
Well, that's the thing. It's like we're in it, and like how long that lasts, we shall see. But what really, really, really helps is the team's pretty good. Because where things could go sideways with any one of these big personalities in any sport is when the team starts losing, and then you're like, okay, now we're in trouble. But if the team's even a little bit better than I expected to last all season.
Let's start it off today with Jay in North Carolina. What's
Jay?
Jay.
Hey, guys. Good show. Enjoying myself tremendously.
Oh, nice.
But I had to score 24-20, but I didn't have the right team. So they played an upper echelon team. And they did themselves proud. But I'm eating crow right now because I wanted Don Johnson. But Mike Vrabel has done a credible job.
I want Don Johnson. Hell yeah.
They're on a tear. They're on a tear. Vrabel credit.
We'll give Vrabel credit coming up. Johnson.
Don Johnson, super handsome.
I mean,
that guy, stud.
Very debonair.
Yeah.
On the sidelines. Ben Johnson, he meant. Keith and I both wanted Ben Johnson.
Well, I didn't know Don Johnson was a choice. I would have probably taken him over Ben Johnson.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. No, you don't need to eat crow. Just enjoy the win.
I mean, if you bet them plus 7.5, yeah, plus 8, good. Plus 8.5, whatever you got on you're Friday, good. Saturday, Sunday, you still cashed.
Yeah, I was not convinced at all that they were even going to cover. I thought they might lose this game by 10 points and be like, all right, hey, at least you were close in the fourth quarter, and I would have spun that as a positive to move forward. What they ended up doing was far better.
Susan's in Worcester. Hello, Susan.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say I'm a big, big Josh Allen fan, and I cringe every time you people on these radio stations compare Drake Maye to Josh Allen. What has this guy done? He had a great game. I give it to him. I'm not stupid. He played great.
Yeah, but Susan,
he beat Josh Allen.
He did beat Josh Allen. And yeah. Susan, you being a big Josh Allen fan, you probably remember what he looked like his rookie year and his second year. It's probably similar to Drake Maye, no?
Is it's for today, all right? I'm giving him credit, but you guys are unbelievable.
Susan, okay, Susan, real quick, we are unbelievable. Susan, he's better than Mac Jones.
He was better than Mac Jones the second he got drafted.
Having an
Susan?
Orgasm over Drake Maye. Give me a break,
Susan.
I had a whole pack of smokes last night
after that game.
Yeah. You people are frauds.
You people,
the media's frauds.
Susan.
They called him a couple of weeks ago, and now he's Josh Allen. He's never going to win
he's
a
better
Super
than Josh
Bowl.
Allen
he's
last
never
night.
Going to win a playoff.
Hey, Susan,
game.
how many Super Bowls has Josh Allen won? What are you talking about?
He hasn't won any.
Has he gotten to any?
No.
Okay, well, right. They're pretty same in that boat.
That answers that.
She
did amend it quickly to a playoff game. I did
playoff game.
I did have many, many orgasms last
I'm going to.
That did happen. Susan.
Call anytime, Susan.
Susan, you got me there. Wow, she's fired up. I would think today would be the
today's
one day where
the
comp flies.
Right. No, today's not the day. I mean, even Steph Diggs, who's played with both of them, talked about the similarities between the
two. People have brought this up before. Twitch chat, text line, callers. How good you guys compare them. Reese, I think going into week one, maybe after the Dolphins game, I forget, it was earlier this year, a GM made the comp to Reese, an NFL GM.
Right.
So, like, maybe it's a bad one. But someone who decides personnel in the league makes that comp. And I don't know, did you hear Josh Allen talking about game four of his second year against the Patriots where he threw all the picks?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Daboll aired me out at halftime. And I kind of changed my whole perspective because I'm like, maybe this is about me and the way I play. And he dialed it in from there.
Yeah.
So that was four games into year two.
Right.
This is five games into year two for Drake Maye, and Drake just beat him.
Yeah, and it's actually a little bit ahead of schedule because Josh Allen played, 15 games as a rookie, I think it was? Maybe even 16. He played most of the game. 15? I'll double check.
He missed some time due to injury, but he played more than Drake, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's like slightly ahead of schedule if you're doing game to game.
617-779-7937. You can dial us up just like Susan in Worcester did. A lot of love for Susan.
People are enjoying that.
On the text line, I think.
Oh, no, my bad. He only played 12 games as a rookie.
Yeah,
never mind. That is the same.
He was hurt. Yeah. I think Susan is Josh Allen's mom. Guys, can you have Susan join the show cast?
Be great.
Give Susan the 10-2 spot. All right. Well, that's like too far with it. Yeah, I mean, that's not going too crazy.
Maybe like a guest spot.
617.
Take our job.
779-7937. We had a caller earlier. I think it was Jay bring up the Mike Vrabel difference. Let's get to the impact of Mike Vrabel next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Type of time I'm on.
Good. Let me tell you something. I'm happy for you. Okay, it's you. It's the players. Fellas, you guys go out there and do this. Okay, so much we can do to improve. We talked about taking the next step. Okay, and they were in the way. Okay, and we took the next step. Okay, but I'm not surprised. I want you to understand it. I'm not surprised at all. Okay, game ball. Diggs, here you go.
Very deserving game ball last night for Steph Diggs.
Absolutely.
If I'm not mistaken, the two game balls were Diggs and Borgalis?
Yeah.
I don't think May got one again.
Still shut out of the game ball situation.
Which is very, very interesting.
You know who got a game ball? Was that guy in the front row who caught the errant pass and then sprinted out? And Mike Tirico wouldn't let it go. He was very excited to call the play-by-play, like giddy about it.
Tirico had a whole... He had a whole bit.
Here's my theory.
He had a whole stand-up act ready to go.
No, yeah, he's like, I took off, which in and of itself was funny, but Tirico wouldn't let it go, and he loved it, and it was very awkward because Tirico's not funny, and he was like trying to do this whole thing, and Collinsworth's like chuckling along with him. Here's what happened. Years ago, Kevin Harlan did play-by-play of the drunk streaker.
The guy is drunk.
Yeah, he did the whole thing, and it was hilarious, and right. It was so well done. Tirico was like, I can do that. I need a moment like that. And he felt like last night was his opportunity, and it wasn't great. It wasn't great. But Harlan did a tremendous job. We still play that clip.
It went on for so long. I thought I was
did we
like,
miss a play?
Was this a plant? Like, was that guy a plant? Were they like, we're planning this out? Tirico's got a whole thing planned,
whole
guys.
Whole thing going.
If
Milano.
Get a ball to this guy, yeah. And he's going to run up the stairs, and they had it all planned. Like, that almost felt planned.
It did seem somewhat
that
planned.
Was
very
wild.
Forced, very awkward. Now, that aside, are you allowed to keep the ball, or would they have come and been like, give us the ball back? Because Ooh. That guy took off like they were going to ask him for it.
Yeah, good question.
I couldn't
question.
Really tell.
I don't know.
Because like a football is very different than a baseball, like a foul ball.
Yeah, they only have so many of them.
Because like, if you took one of Tom Brady's balls, they would have been like, go get him! Get him now! Tackle him!
Get that back!
We can't. Well, that's evidence.
Isn't throwing the ball in the stands as a celebration a fine?
Good question.
Yeah, the players do get fined, but then I guess... But the people get to keep them.
Hockley noticeably didn't really jump in on that. You'd feel like Hockley would be chasing the ball down by
Could
himself.
Could have explained that
yeah,
to us.
He didn't
Guys,
really get
real
in there
quick,
on that. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. That gentleman's entitled to the ball.
If we ever needed an explanation, that was it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a peek inside Mike Vrabel's locker room.
Yeah.
You saw him standing outside the locker room waiting for Diggs and May
hugging
and
everybody.
Giving them hugs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Because, like, players, coaches, to me, sometimes can run out real quick. But... I just didn't realize about Vrabel. I'm not even making a commentary on it. I just didn't realize how buddy-buddy players coach he was until I saw some of that last night. That caught me off guard.
Yeah. No, that was good. Yeah, I don't remember that in Tennessee. I mean, I'm sure he was still doing it, but like we didn't really pay
close
attention to it.
I thought he was way more of a hard ass than that. I didn't realize that.
Well, I mean, I think – but that's well, – I think the expectation was it would be a little bit of both. It would be like shades of Belichick, but also a former player like Mayo – And we've sort of pointed out, like, there's been times some of his comments have been sort of like Mayo and not like Belichick, but that's something that he's always going to be different than Belichick. Or any kind of, like, hard-ass coach who was a player, like, there has to be some of that. Like, they're going to know what those players went through for a week to get ready for a game more than anybody else possibly could.
Rex Ryan, by the way, thinks there's one difference in this Patriots team this year.
One?
It is not Drake May. It is not Steph Diggs.
I mean, Steph Diggs is a pretty big difference.
The biggest difference, okay, according to Rex this morning on Get Up, Mike Vrabel.
The most impressive thing wasn't Drake May to me. It was Mike Vrabel. This football team, look at the difference he's already had on this football team. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's night and day. Night and day. They actually play defense now. All right? They got rookies all over the damn place. The whole left side of the line is rookies. Mm-hmm. You got to be killing them. Well, not so much. All right? I'm telling you, the difference, it's him. It's him.
Okay. He's very good, but also Rex Ryan doesn't like Belichick, wants to make sure he points that out. Well, he's going to lean on some of the coaches that he does like and how important they are. That's
good
fine.
Theory. Good yeah. theory. I was just like, this is clearly the first time Rex has watched them. Which probably is fine. True. That's probably yeah. the first time a lot yeah. of people watched them this year. Not everybody.
Because their defense wasn't great right. until this week.
And they had a million bad penalties down yeah. the stretch, which is a reflection. So, like, look, give Vrabel credit, but yeah. I would never say the biggest difference, the reason they're 3-2, the reason they won that game is Vrabel.
I'd go Diggs, May, Vrabel.
Yeah.
Diggs, May, Borg, Alice.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, like, that was a great kick.
So you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. We've been on fire today to start on the phones.
It has been good.
Let's go to Willie in Virginia. Hello, Willie.
Hi, Willie.
Yeah. Yo.
Yo.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound great.
Hey, yeah. No, I was just calling. I know that was a good game last night, but I know my guy Will Campbell was getting dragged pre-draft, after we got drafted and all that. I just wanted to feel how you guys feel about how he's been doing so far. I know we went up against Max Crosby, TJ Watt, you know, a lot of good players, and I think he's held up pretty good. How about you guys?
Yeah, so
I think he has held up pretty well.
What was that again, Will?
Nasty.
Yeah, I'd say
he's been pretty nasty.
I'd say he's been pretty good. The Pittsburgh game was rough for him. Other than that, what do you have last night? One penalty?
I think so.
I think he had one hold. Other than that, I didn't notice him. I don't know if he got charged for any of the four sacks against.
He got charged with a half.
He did. Okay. Look,
no, I think the thing that stands out the most is the week leading up to the draft, we spent more time talking about him than the 5 weeks he's played.
Bingo.
Which means he's been doing a good job.
Yeah, Pittsburgh was a bad game for
him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other than that, maybe even the Raiders game a little bit.
But there's been other guys like, you know, Morgan Moses with all the penalties that one game, or, you know, Jared Wilson, like in some of the different, like, he's been good. Like, I think the offensive line has given Drake May time.
Fitzy had a good tweet last night. It was, you know, Gonzo, May, Campbell. Those are their last three first-round picks. And it's like, all of a sudden, you look at it, and you're like, wow, there is a foundation here. Because you start hitting on those high picks,
and
those,
like,
blue-chip players, it'll make a difference.
Three of the most important positions,
correct,
too.
Yeah. Correct. 617-779-7937. How about Mark in Medford? Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So, first thing, I think Drake May last year was missing that veteran wide receiver that notices when his quarterback's in trouble, as he's running towards the sidelines, comes back to the quarterback and gets open so May can get him the ball. And on the last play of the game to Diggs, that's exactly what Diggs did, and he did it a couple of times last night. And the second thing, guys, can you mark last night down as the day that Drake May has officially arrived to the NFL?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that if he keeps it up, this will be the game we look back to.
Yeah.
Like we do with Bledsoe against the Vikings in 94, or Brady in that Chargers game in 2001. Like a game where you look at it and go, this is where you saw it, and 100%. This is where, you know, he announced his presence.
And I agree with them on Diggs. Not that Diggs, that was the kind of guy they should have had a year ago. And I didn't think Diggs was going to be the same player he was in Buffalo. I mean, last night looked like it. That looked like Steph Diggs in Buffalo. I don't think it was a coincidence that Josh Allen's career took off once he got a receiver like that. And it doesn't mean he can't be good after that receiver moves on. But I think that's what Drake May needed as well. Like, we were all screaming for the longest time. Get him a stud receiver. Coming off an injury at his age, we were wondering if he could do it. But he's clearly better than everybody else they have. And he does have really good chemistry with Drake May.
Yeah, that one play, I think it was the 32-yarder before the first Ramondre touchdown.
Yeah.
Where, and Collinsworth did a good job highlighting this, where he's like spinning around, coming back to the football, making himself available. I mean, it's a broken play.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think the Patriots had guys who understood that, never mind could physically pull it off and make the catch and make a play. And so that's been a big difference for sure. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls. You can discuss the Vrabel impact along with Diggs and Drake May, which we covered here in the first hour on a Patriots Monday. Still scheduled to be joined by Christian Ellis and Hunter Henry today. Coming up at 11:30, we have what happened throughout week 5 of the NFL. And on the way next, let's get to Ramondre. Did he redeem himself after an early fumble last night? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.